George Michael, heart failure, 53, younger than me.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. Why don't you think 60 is fairly young, Faye?
Because I think that's your. Well, I mean, 60. You're up at the. You're at the end of the. You're in the caboose of the train.
Yeah.
Well, I think 60 is the stage in your life where things start to go wrong, maybe accumulation of bad habits in your younger days. Mm-hmm. And there's unless you start taking really good care of yourself, you know, you may not last that many more years, don't you think?
I think you have to be you have to have led a very healthy life prior to your 60s in order to survive 60 and live beyond.
Uh-oh.
I think it's pretty common for 60-year-old people in... you know, who come from that era. I mean, they were not enlightened health-wise. They certainly weren't out doing yoga in their 30s and 40s and 50s. They're probably the generation set that are going to ABC restaurant and having...
Hollandaise sauce on fries?
Yeah.
There you go.
Did we lose Faye again?
We lost him. He'll be back, folks. He's just having a little twitch problem.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hollandaise sauce on fries?
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2416 of the BFO for Tuesday the 18th of April 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Oh, Big Freddy, I think Cronhaven said it louder than anybody else. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Tinkers, Dammers, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you might guess, Sunday night, I could not sleep worth a Whitman Tinker's Dam. Y'all, it's just, I don't know what it was. Big Fatty, it's the temperature. It must be. Because, y'all, I just tossed and turned and turned and tossed. And, y'all, finally I've snoozed off. But, y'all, my cellular telephonic device is doing something strange now. Y'all, every once in a while, it makes a noise. It just made it a couple of minutes ago. And, y'all, it sounds like your smoke alarm, you know that noise it makes when the battery is about to go dead? It goes beep, beep, beep. I thought it was the smoke alarm in the love chamber, but y'all, it wasn't. It's my cellular telephonic device, and y'all, I don't know why it's doing it. And it's just started that in the past couple of days. And I'm sure old Veda is gonna suggest that I've clicked on something. Betty's probably right, but y'all, I don't know what it is or how to fix it or I'm stumped. I'm just stumped. So y'all, if any of you out there can help the elderly, please. Please, and know what the problem is, please send Big Fatty a detailed list of instructions to get this to stop. Because, y'all, after I had fallen asleep last night, it went off and woke me up and it made me mad as a snake. Mad as a snake. Yes, Big Fatty, and speaking of helping out the elderly... Yeah, good to y'all today. Today, the 18th of April, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's out there. Used to be out there in the Bay Area. So nice to meet you twice. But y'all moved, and I think, you know, y'all, this is one of those that I don't remember if he is in the Oregon or if he is in the Washington... to take. Anyway, he lives in one and works in the other, I think. A big fatty, so he crosses state lines. It's true. Well, at least I think he does. Not important. The important thing is that we wish that Peter G. From the Lotzel a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fatty's met that Peter G. a couple of times out there at the Lost Wages. Y'all are just as kind and nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Big Fatty is old, too. Well, he's according to the Faye driver, he's nearing he may not be on the caboose of life, but he's on the boxcar right in front of it. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, if you see that Peter G on the Twitter or the Face Space, y'all wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope on this special day he has a big old glass of wine and a big old piece of cake.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. Big Fatty, you played it all the way out, didn't it?
Well, there are two reasons I did that. There are some people. I know Gay Country West. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. I think he told me one time a while back that he likes it when I give him the full length of the Big Fatty, you're making it sound vulgar. There are other folks that may not have ever heard the whole quiz program Fat Cave introduction. But y'all, talk to you about the quiz program. Big Fatty, we hadn't talked about him in a month of Sunday. Well, yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all now, I'm recording this prior to Monday night's dancing. Y'all, thank goodness that Mr. T, I pity the fool. Y'all, he's gone. And y'all, Monday night's going to be Disney night. And y'all, it's always an exciting evening. They pull out all the stops for that. And I know I'm putting this out after the fact, but I think the next one to go pretty soon is going to be the guy that was The Bachelor. He's okay, but no thank you, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the big run, y'all, it's really, I love the big run. If you Big Fatty, everybody knows you love the big run. But this season they've made up pairs with people they don't know anything about or never knew before they showed up. And y'all, it's turned into quite the interesting season. Y'all, the one guy that kept getting his junk all mashed up, though, y'all, he is a drama queen. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, if you have not seen last week's episode of The Survivor, you don't want to listen to this part, because you really need to watch that part of the program before you listen to this. But y'all, it was without a doubt one of everybody that I know that has seen this just sat there stunned, I say. Y'all, they were at the tribal council, and Jeff Varner, he was on his way out, and he was trying to come up with a way to get people to vote for somebody else. And y'all, Jeff Varner is the big old bobo honker and everything, and he befriended Zeke, who is the young bobo honker. And they were on the same tribe together. And y'all, they've just, you know, it wasn't a creepy kind of thing or anything, but they just bonded. And then at the going into the tribal council, he had decided that that Zeke and Ozzy, and Ozzy is the ultimate survivor player, if you ask me. And y'all, hot. Even the old gal would like him because he's got the long hair. Oh, Big Fatty, you know the old gal loves the long hair. So do you, Big Fatty. Maybe it's an age thing. Well, maybe so. anyway, at the tribal council, Jeff Varner goes, I would like to bring it to everyone on the tribe's attention that Zeke has been working with Ozzy, and they're working together, and you're just gonna be next on their vote out list if you don't. And you know, it's deception. He's Zeke has just been deceiving you, and then he says, y'all, this is not the only deception Zeke has Zeke has been deceiving you. And everybody's kind of looking around going, what's he talking about? And then he turns and looks at Zeke and goes, Zeke, have you told them all that you're trans? And Zeke just kind of sat there kind of deer in the headlights. Well, y'all, everybody else on the tribe turned against Jeff Varner. Y'all, it was like he was out in space somewhere, that he thought he was only talking to those six or seven people rather than the 6 or 7 million people watching the program and all. And y'all, it was needless to say, Jeff Varner was voted out. And I heard from Granny this weekend that he has lost his job because of this. And y'all, then he went into, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I can't believe I did this, I'm such a supporter of the trans community, and blah blah blah. Anyway, he got voted out unanimously. In fact, they didn't even vote. They said, anybody not going to vote for Varner? And nobody raised a hand, so he was gone. But I will say this, that the producers of this episode of The Survivor did talk to Zeke before airing it, and just make sure that it was being aired with his blessing. And it was, and evidently the outpouring in support of Zeke has just been tremendous. And so y'all, anytime you're out there and on first examination, this is a horrible, horrible thing. And y'all, then within a matter of minutes, you could just see the whole tribe come together, and you should go watch it on the CBS if you hadn't seen it, and just watch the way it plays out and everything like that. But y'all, it was very interesting to watch, and it was an episode that will not soon be forgotten, except by you, Big Fatty, because you don't remember shit. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I meant to tell you this the other day when we had the 2-year anniversarium of the Fat Villa. That Crone Haven. Yes, Big Betty, she said, little show louder than anyone else said, comments. Miss Beaver, I think I read Miss Beaver's. Congratulations. It's a wonder it's all its walls are still standing with all the farting. Straight Bob said, loving the villa too. Happy for you. And y'all, that Crone Haven said, celebrating Fat Villa Day. I think the menu will include gnocchi with bacon and asparagus and a cheese sauce. Maybe Moose Pea could recommend a wine. Everyone is invited. Big Fatty, it sounds delicious except for the asparagus. Like I said, who in their right mind puts something in the shape of a shaft with a tip on the end of it into their mouth, Crone Haven and Straight Bob and Miss Beaver, thank you again for all that. Y'all, do you need anything from the Fort Trough? Because Big Fatty's got a $10 coupon. I don't really need anything right now, but y'all, you're welcome to it. If you're gonna order something from the Fort Trough, make sure you go through the Underpants Store website go over there and click on the Fort Trough, and y'all, then I'll give you the coupon, and it'll get you $10 off. Basically, it'll pay for your shipping. And I only got one of them, so first come, first serve. Y'all, that Randy up there in the Pennsylvania took advantage of the Dollar Shave Club coupon that I talked about a while back. Y'all, do you know Amy Kodak Coles? Yes, Big Fatty, she is the official photographer of the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. It's true. Well, y'all, she sent me a video of young Kathleen. That's her daughter. Yes, Big Fatty, that's not really her name except in Miss Bacon's. It's me. Oh, yes, that's her name. Young Cat, baby Kathleen. Well, y'all, Amy Coles sent me a video of baby Kathleen. Old Kodak sent this. She's given this child some sort of bank or something. And y'all, it's a butt sticking up out of a pair of pants. And every time you put a quarter in it, yes, Big Fatty, it's just like you. Oh, yes. Oh, it's as if that bank had kale and cabbage salad for lunch. Oh, dang, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, it's gotten hot down here in Charleston. The humidity is up, but we are expecting some of those popcorn showers, the splash and dash. Big Fatty, I heard somebody say dash. Showers most every day this week. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Brenda Boo, I understand you're sending Peter G a special package for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. What's in it?
hollandaise sauce on fries?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's what you used to call meal in a minute with a black hair in it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.